years ago. Just returned from South America a couple of months ago. And he specializes in sort of stride piano, a little bit later form of jazz. He's terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Perkins.
There we go. You hear me all right?
Yeah, all right.
Well, thank you, Adam, for that. Like, as you mentioned, it's been about 3 years since I was here last. It's funny, I came to the festival, and 3 weeks later I left for Uruguay. I was in the country of Uruguay. And it's been almost a year since I've been home now. Next week it'll be a year, so I'm almost acclimated. I haven't gained any weight. I lost a lot of weight down there. I lost about 30 pounds, and I haven't really gained anything yet. So, but anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to play some piano. I've noticed that today there's been a lot of classic ragtime, which is fantastic. I've loved it. I started out playing a lot of classic ragtime, and as the years went on, I got more and more corrupted and rebellious, and I kind of got away from that for a couple of years. And since I've been back, I've been trying to get that back. It's hard to get it back. Once you leave it, it's a little harder to go back to it. But I'd like to start out playing a tune I learned recently called, it's from 1903, written by someone called Weeping Willow. I'd like to invite up Danny for the next student, if that's all right with you.
That's great.
He's been sitting there for a while. I'd like to play a tune that I've known for quite a while now. It's one that I... Now, I have to explain a little bit. When I left for a couple of years, I didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to play the piano. People in Uruguay don't really own musical instruments. They're very poor, and if I ever saw a piano in a home, they were usually very wealthy. And the piano usually wasn't very good. But this is one of the songs that I kind of kept up. If I ever did find a piano, it was one of the tunes I'd play. And it's a lovely tune from the 1920s, written by James P. Johnson, called The Snowy Morning Blues. And it's not snowy here. I was expecting it to be snowy here in Colorado, but it's not. It is in Denver, though.
Denver, yeah. Thank you.
Every Friday, all except for today, usually on Fridays I play at a, there's a hospital in the town that I'm going to school in, Idaho, and I go and I play in the mornings there in a little room they have so patients can go in here. And it's snowy in Idaho. It's very snowy. And I like to play that because it's a Friday morning and it's snowy and I can actually play the snowy morning blues. I grew up in California, so every time I play that, I'd always dream of maybe one day I'll play this on a snowy morning. I had the opportunity there this last semester. But I'd like to go ahead and play something a little bit different here. This is a, Adam mentioned I was here 3 years ago as part of the first festival. Another performer who was here was Martin Spitznagel, and he's a dear friend. And while I was gone, I came back and I learned that many of his pieces that he's written, now for years they were not written out. They're beautiful pieces, and finally he had Max Keenly side write them out for him, and I couldn't believe it. I got my hands on a couple of them and I went ahead and learned one. So this is a piece by Martin Spitznagel. I'm not sure in the year, a couple of years ago. It's called Marty's Blues. Thank you. again was Marty's Blues. He wrote that in honor of his grandfather, who at the time, a couple of years ago, passed away, and he wrote it for him. It's interesting. I pulled into I was driving around last night, and I pulled in to get some gas at the Shell station here. And now there's a Denny's right by the Shell station there. And I remember 3 years ago, Martin and I went to Denny's at about 1 a.m. one night and had a nice little meal and had a really, really nice conversation. And I took a picture of it and sent it to him. It was about midnight. He got the message, you know, he's in Virginia or Pittsburgh, so it's about 2 in the morning over there. And I get a text right back. You know, I believe last week he just had their second child, so he's up trying to get him to go to sleep. I was pretty surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. Just a beautiful piece there by Martin. I'd like to play another tune here, one called The Viper's Drag. It's written by Fats Waller from the 1930s.
Thank you.
quite a band again. I'd like to play a couple more tunes by Fats Waller. I kind of put a couple of his tunes together, and I call it my good behavior suite. So the first song I'll play is called Keepin' Out of Mischief Now. The other one is called Ain't Misbehavin'. They're basically the same title, just with different words. It's fine. Right? So here we go, a couple of Fats Waller tunes. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.